This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Mr. Amit Shah today launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second Legislative Assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting at Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries. He said the centre has taken steps to make Assam flood-free. He urged the electors to vote in favour of the BJP in the next assembly polls for development, peace, security, industry and a flood-free Assam.
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Accusing the previous Congress government for neglecting Assam, Mr. Shah said the Congress used infiltration as a weapon for its vote bank politics. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. He said earlier Assam was known for violence and disturbances, but under the BJP government, the state is now known for peace and development.
Earlier, Assam's borders were open to illegal infiltration. After the formation of the Narendra Modi government, first Sarbananda Sonowal and then Himanta Biswa Sarma became our chief ministers. Together, the Modi government and the Assam government have stopped illegal infiltrators from entering Assam's borders. Today, infiltration no longer takes place in Assam.
In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today intensified their ongoing anti-terror operation in the snowbound Chatru belt of Kishtwar district to track down and neutralize a group of three hold-up Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists. The operation in the area was launched on the 18th of this month, leading to a fierce gun battle in Sonar forest near Mandral Singhpura, resulting in the killing of a paratrooper and injuries to seven soldiers. Two more encounters took place between the army and the terrorists at Malidana Top on the 22nd of January and Jansir Kandiwar on the 25th of January, but the terrorists once again slipped deep into the forest area. The second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign ministers of Arab League member states and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the meeting. This is the first India-Arab FMM to be hosted by India in New Delhi. We have more from our correspondent.
The foreign ministers' meeting is taking place after a gap of 10 years when the first meeting was held in Bahrain in 2016. At the first meeting, the ministers identified five priority verticals of cooperation: economy, energy, education, media and culture, and proposed a set of activities across these verticals. The second India-Arab foreign ministers' meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening this partnership. Meanwhile, ahead of the second India-Arab foreign ministers' meeting, the fourth India-Arab senior officials' meeting is underway in New Delhi. With Anand Kumar, this is Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 78th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day today. On the occasion, a Sarvadharma Prarthana has been organized at Gandhi Samadhi Rajghat in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu visited Rajghat and offered tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his memorial. Citing the free trade agreement FTA sealed between India and the EU recently, UN Chief Antonio Guterres underlined the need to support multipolarity, emphasizing that global problems will not be solved by one power. The UN Chief stressed the need to support multipolarity for a stable world in which peace can be sustained. Mr. Guterres also emphasized that global structures and institutions must reflect the complexity and opportunity of the new times and realities. India's Veer Chotani stunned world number 19 French player Baptiste Massotti in a five-game thriller to secure a place in the quarterfinal of Squash on Fire Open in Washington. The world number 49 Chotani will meet 6th seed Declan James of England in the quarterfinals of the PSA bronze level event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.